Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And I'll add to that, on the journey to freedom. So the question is, what is your superpower? Have you ever thought about, what is my superpower? Adrian Bankert is joining us, ABC journalist and author of a book, Your Hidden Superpower. And subtitle is The Kindness That Makes You Unbeatable at Work and Connects You with Everyone. YourHiddenSuperpower.com on the web. Adrian Bankert is an Emmy Award-winning and an Edward R. Murrow Award-winning correspondent for ABC News, Good Morning America, World News Tonight, and Nightline. I love you, Adrian. Adrian!
I love you for loving me.
Well, first of all, you know, I get so many pitches to talk to people about things on this show because entrepreneur, you know, this brand, this magazine, this entrepreneur media thing, it's a crown that we wear on our heads to be entrepreneurs, because entrepreneur, almost to say that, you feel like there's hope, there's light at the end of the tunnel to that freedom, to that independence that we all desire, that we love, that what America is built on and stands for, you know?
And, right.
But you have to have a certain superpower to be an entrepreneur. And what happens is, kind of like being a caterpillar, we're all kind of little caterpillars walking around, and one day something starts happening, a metamorphosis starts happening, and we become all of a sudden something different. It's like a superpower, that hidden superpower comes out, and then these wings spread and we start to fly. So I hope that you can talk to us about your book, and that will help people to understand what is their hidden superpower that has yet to unfold so that they can fly like that butterfly. So tell us about your new book.
You know what? It was amazing to me when I started writing this book, how powerful your hidden superpower is. It's kindness. And people have thought they know what kindness means. And I've had different people give me their definitions of kindness. And if you ask 10 people, they're each going to give you a different definition of kindness. And so I decided to be really intentional and find out what it was. But before that, I was living it. You know, I have a mentor, and I know many entrepreneurs couldn't be where they are without the mentoring of other business owners, other business gurus. And that's what I had in my life. His name is Bill Krause, would always just nudge me and inspire me to be kinder to people, kinder to my production crew at work, kinder to the people that I met within the community, just very intentional about it. And I see a real change, a real transformation. It was happening way before this epic year that we're having, of more compassionate corporations, of more compassionate companies. I'm not just talking about charity. I'm talking about a reputation founded on kindness, a universal kindness 2.0, where we really get into it and we prioritize it more than ever. Mm.
I love that. I grew up appreciating people, and I grew up appreciating life. I'll tell you a tiny little story before we go to break here. And we're talking to Adrian Bankert, ABC News journalist and author. And Adrian, I was in my shop. I'm having a drywall done. Have you ever done drywall by any chance? I imagine not.
No, I've done a lot of things, Alan, but not drywall.
Well, installing drywall, 5/8 drywall, thick, heavy drywall on the ceiling of a vaulted ceiling in a shop that's like 12 feet high. I was watching these guys, and I had hurt my back, and I was going to go to the chiropractor, and I thought to myself, I love these guys that are, they're doing the hard work. And I reached in my pocket and I pulled out a couple of $20 bills and I gave it to the guys and I go, thank you. Thank you. And they're like, for what? So what we do? And I go, I know, but I just appreciate you. And you know what? That little bit of gratitude and appreciation, it goes a long way. And that's, I think, what you're talking about in your book. Let me take a little break. We're talking to Adrian Bankert. She's an uptown girl, I believe. We'll be right back and talk more about this awesome book that's out. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. And when she knows what she wants from her time, and when
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, I have a special guest today, Adrian Bankert, ABC News journalist and author of Your Hidden Superpower. You can find that new book at yourhiddensuperpower.com on the web. And, of course, Adrian Bankert is an Emmy and Edward R. Murrow Award-winning correspondent for ABC News. I am so happy to talk to you because in our perilous world that we have today, I love the spirit that you have and just getting a chance to talk to you before the show for a few minutes. Thank you for writing this book and thank you for being you, Adrian. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alan. We need it. We need other people to inspire kindness. You know, I'm not the first person to write about it. In fact, when I wrote the book, I thought there's a lot of books on kindness. It wasn't my idea to write it.
Yeah.
Really, my mentor told me to write it. He was like, you need to write this book because your perspective is different. And it's not about what you do. It's who you are. And I make kindness about identity more than anything. If you see yourself as a kind person, if you declare that you are kind before anything, if you see yourself as having that identity at the molecular level, you're going to act differently based on that knowledge. If you're just going to do a random act of kindness, that's temporary.
Right, right. So
even though it's wonderful.
What I love about this is it's illuminating a word that we use every day. We think we know what it means and we move through life like that. But there's a time in life when you illuminate certain things and go, what is kindness? What's the difference, for example, between being nice versus being kind, Adrian?
Ooh, you know what? This is one of my favorite discussion topics. I wrote a whole chapter on it because a lot of people use it interchangeably, nice and kind. But nice is what I say is a hello in the hallway, and kind is a warm embrace. And I don't mean necessarily a physical hug, but it's an embrace of that person. It's recognizing who they are. It's looking at them eye to eye. It's really being situationally aware as to where they are right now, because I can tell when someone has had a rough day. Most of us, you know, over the years, we build up this affinity for knowing. I call kindness the ability to have a sixth sense for other people, because you get warm impulses to do different things for different people or give somebody a break or, you know, check in with them and say, hey, you know, how you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? And that ability will help you learn in your own life intuitively what's right and what's wrong. It is so powerful, but being nice is not a bad thing. It's just we need to graduate to kindness. It's a higher level. It's more authentic. And it's a longer lasting ability to connect with others.
I love it. The subtitle of your book, The Kindness That Makes You Unbeatable at Work and Connects You with Anyone. So if we look at kindness and what is at the core of kindness, don't you have to also have an incredible connection with this word gratitude? Don't you think?
I believe so. But you know, you can be kind without even having a good mood.
Mm.
I think that kindness can shake you out of a funk.
I like that.
My journey.
That's good.
It's true. Because there's days when you just don't feel grateful. You feel real funky. You're just like, you know what? I'm not having a good day. And what you do for another person will refresh them, but it also refreshes you. I think about all the days that I was having a rough moment myself, and somebody just decided to let me cut in front of them to get in line for TSA, you know, or somebody got me a coffee, a stranger, or my friend decided to give me a call. I mean, I could be having the worst day. I'm not grateful at all. And somebody does something kind for me, and it refreshes me. But this is the cool thing. When I do something kind for someone when I'm having a bad day, it refreshes me. It's a win-win. It's one of the few things you can do on the planet where it doesn't matter if you try to be the best at kind and I try to be the best at kind, we're never going to knock each other out of the spot. We're just going to be so happy that we're each is striving to be the best at kindness. And I think if we apply that in the business world, it creates an environment of no contest. It's a new business model to me for entrepreneurs or anybody that's at work. Get rid of the old competition model. Decide you're going to be the best at innovating kindness because your brand of kindness within your business is going to be different than mine. And that's what really is going to set us apart.
Boom! I love it. I got to tell you, that is it. It's a new business model. Kindness is a new business model, says Adrian Bankert. I love it. So you can find her book, by the way. I want one more segment with you. Online, yourhiddensuperpower.com. A quick story as I go out. I was having a rough day one time. I was standing in line. You talked about cutting in line. Standing in line at the airport. I'm telling you right now, this woman in front of me was just ragging on the agent at the, at the gate, actually. And it went on and on and on. And so it was finally, you know, she left. It was my turn. I went up there and I said, "Where's the closest place to get a good cup of coffee?" She goes, "Oh, just down the aisle and around her." I go, "What would you like in your coffee?" And she goes, "Huh?" I go, "What would you like in your coffee?" She goes, "Oh, just, one, a little bit of cream and one Splenda." When I came back, I was in first class. I got to tell you. I brought her out of her funk, and she brought me out of my funk, and it was a funky day, I'll tell you. We'll take a little break, come back with more Adrian Bankert. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Kindness can bring you out of your funk. F-U-N-K. Another word we need to have more of in our life, not the other F word. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And a special guest, Adrian Bankert, all the way from New York. Again, Edward R. Murrow, award-winning correspondent. That's huge, Adrian. I love that. Was it I just got to know more about that. Was it a story you did? What was it? What's the story there?
The fact is that we as a company have worked on so many stories together, and we actually won that as a company. But there have been so many stories I've been able to be a part of. You mentioned before we got on the call Thailand and the amount of work and the amount of assets that went into going into Thailand and helping tell the story of those children, that youth soccer team trapped in the cave.
Yeah, right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Was one of the most pivotal points of my career. And I'm very, very grateful to be a part of the company that I work with.
That's
ABC.
Awesome. I work a little bit with ABC too for the last 20 years with Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest. And my experience with ABC has been fantastic. Let me ask you then, of course, we're talking about your new book out, Your Hidden Superpower, yourhiddensuperpower.com on the web. You guys can find it. Adrian Bankert joining us. What was your tipping point when you realized, because I asked her during the commercial break, by the way, I go, boom, boom, that's it. Kindness, the kindness is a business model. I mean, it works. And she goes, "It's in the book." And I'm like, "Oh, I haven't read the book yet. I just got it. I want to go, kindness is your new superhero. Oh, that's superpower. Okay, it's already taken. She already wrote the book. All right. Well, anyway, it's in the book. But what was the tipping point for you? I mean, when did you all of a sudden realize and embrace and love that word kindness and what it stands for and means and how it pumps through the veins of your existence?
Well, it's interesting because I'm a really big proponent, and I've been talking to people quietly. This is the first time it's like an open book concept, that we need more companies that are holistic in their approach to their employees and to their community that they're serving. Because the truth is that unless we're invested in the whole person, in the whole employee, and not just the title and not just the position, then we're going to have a really short-lived impact on the people. But if we, I was talking to some tech companies about empathy, and I said, "What's the average length of time an employee stays with you in a startup for tech?" And they said, 2 years. I said, "Well, in my mind, if you would start thinking about that person, not just working for you, but being someone on the planet who is in 2 years you could invest in holistically, what are your goals in the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you see yourself?" Then when they do leave your company, or maybe they decide to stay and break the mold, they will be better for the next company and the next company. And that can only benefit our economy and our education system and the kind of kids they raise and all of that. And so rather than just thinking about that moment in time, thinking about investing in humanity and thinking about vision, because we all have to live on this planet together. So
wow.
I don't go quite into that much detail in the book, but the point is that when you stop thinking just about product and you think of compassion and impact and community, you will do better business and you'll carve your own niche. I believe kindness gives us the power to be clarified in our vision, gives us the power to be innovative. I mean, there's a reason why we call kindness a breath of fresh air, certain kind people, a breath of fresh air. because it gets rid of the stuff and we can think straight. And we need people right now, especially today, who know how to think straight. And people are demanding that companies be kinder. It's not an ask anymore. It's a non-negotiable. And if we decide ourselves, we'll be more empowered and not feel forced into it.
Mm. Amen. Damn.
I'm just telling you. That's where I come from. That's where I live.
I love it. I'm just telling you. Let me ask you. We got about 2 minutes or so. What do you make on what's going on today in the world with these riots and all this? I mean, I know this too shall pass. We've had plenty of these. I see here that you actually reported on some stuff in Dallas back in 2016. I mean,
I did.
What do you make of it? I mean, I know that your whole superpower is your embracing kindness. I feel like, you know, there's a time to be tough and there's a time to be kind, but just give me a minute on it if you can.
Well, I'll tell you this. What I say in the book is that kindness is inclusive. Kindness doesn't discriminate. Kindness is your identity. It's more than what you do. It's who you are. And when we get people who embrace kindness as their identity, then they'll have a knee-jerk response to these things that we're facing in a kinder way. And I do say that it's not being anybody's doormat. It is standing up for what you believe in. Sometimes kindness is speaking out, and sometimes kindness is being quiet. But you will start to hone that muscle memory for what's right and what's not as you practice it in the day-to-day life. The problem is that most of us think we know what love is when we're 16 or whatever, and then we get married and have kids and really think we know what love is, and then we're married for 20 years, and then we know what love is. And we're not doing the same thing with kindness. We're treating it as an elementary principle. But as we develop in kindness, we're going to have a better sixth sense awareness of what is the correct step to take, what is the right thing to say. And I truly believe it's going to revolutionize not only people, but the business community.
So, in other words, right now everybody is reacting to what happened, and they're not looking at the core of how we have all lived our lives so foolishly. Sadly, I can't find any better word than the way that we've been living, because we've been living without this kindness that God puts in our heart from the time we're children, from the time we're born.
Children have it.
Yeah.
Children know it. Children are kind inherently. And I believe that we all have that DNA. And what really a lot of people have lost is hope. What you're seeing right now and what we've been seeing over the past few years is a loss of hope. And if we can instill hope and keep shining hope and keep bringing hope in everything we do, in every business transaction we do, I'm telling you, I have hope for tomorrow. And I have hope with kindness.
I love Adrienne Bankert. YourHiddenSuperpower.com is her new book. Go online and buy it. Go to the store and buy it. Find kindness.
You can get it on Audible, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold.
See that? Beautiful. See that? She's a salesperson, too. She's a built-in marketing platform. Thank you, Adrienne.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. We'll be right back with more. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, it used to be that we would talk about the pandemic, COVID-19, and now with this, crazy uprising of people kind of torching down some of our big cities, some of our little cities too. People are more apt to stay at home, and being an entrepreneur starts to look more and more attractive to people. My nephew actually is doing something very interesting. He's using Amazon to sell things, products that he buys. He was looking for some workout equipment because the gyms were closed, and he's like, I don't want to work out anyway. So he couldn't find workout equipment. It was the prices were crazy. So he went to like a Big Five sporting goods store, and he found a workout bench, and he thought to himself, you know, I think I saw that same workout bench for more money than I could buy it brand new for. So he went online, and sure enough, people were actually marking up brand new products for more money, because in that area of wherever they were living, there weren't any available. So people were just willing to pay more for them. So he bought two of those workout benches, and he took it home, and he put one for sale and immediately sold it and made like $50. And he was like, wow, that's great. Well, the last load of things he sold was pools. You know, he went to like Walmart and bought pools and workout benches and things. I think he sold like 50 pools all over the country because they're already boxed up. He buys them from Walmart or wherever, you know, Costco or wherever the heck he buys them. He brings them home, puts them online. Somebody buys it. It's already boxed up. He just takes it down and ships it. People are willing to pay. They don't have to leave their home. They just have it arrive. So that is a service. It's a convenience. And he seems to be making quite a bit of money. He says, I want to pay off my house in 2 years. I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, Ian Sells is one of these kind of guys. He is CEO and founder of a company called MillionDollarSellers.com. And since he is very good at this stuff that I just described, he's also got another company called RebateKey.com. And we're going to talk about that one second. But Ian, let's talk about, dare I say, e-commerce merchants and product selling on Amazon during this COVID, all this stuff that's going on. Maybe this is a good pivot for some people. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great pivot for some people to just do this. What your nephew's doing is called retail arbitrage, where you're going to stores and finding things on sale or discount and looking at the prices online. And then you're going to, you know, list it up on the Amazon, and people that don't have that product nearby them might be willing to pay a little bit more for it to have it shipped directly to their door. So it's a great model. It's been around for a long time. In times like this, more products are available to that type of promotion because the stock in all the country for fans or for pools or for whatever, you know, becomes limited in your local area. And so, you know, somebody might have fans in California, but there's none left in Arizona. So you can put them up there, sell them for a little bit more money. So it's a pretty good business model. For me, what I've always done is I actually have what it's called private labeling, where basically we buy products in China in bulk, make a brand behind it, put our name on it, and sell it on Amazon. And so we bring over containers of goods and do that as well.
Well, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 6 years now.
Wow.
Selling on Amazon, yep.
You're managing right now over $30 million in sales. That's a pretty good size, right? That's a good business.
Yeah, so that's right. So we manage for other brands as well. That business actually was one of our seven businesses that we were running, but we tapered that one off just because managing that many brands is quite challenging.
Right.
And recently I sold one of my biggest Amazon brands, which happened to be a sports company that in COVID since I sold the product, the business, the company's sales has 4X'd from when I sold it. So looking back, you know, a little sad about that, but not sad because I ran the business really well for 5 years and was ready to take on my next ventures that I've been working on.
Well,
you mentioned one of them.
Well, but before you get to the new one, I mean, we got plenty of time here. I want to talk about MillionDollarSellers.com, which is a mastermind Amazon group with nearly 400 sellers representing over $4 billion in 2019 alone in Amazon sales. That's crazy, man. That's awesome. So tell us about MillionDollarSellers.com. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, this is one of the things I'm most proudest of, creating this community of top-tier Amazon sellers. So when I got started about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was looking for information all over the internet. There was tons of free information out there, but I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. I wanted to work alongside people, but what you find with these online businesses is you're kind of working by yourself. You're working in your apartment building or you're working in your home office or whatever, and you don't really get out there and network. And so I started to assemble this group of people, and we actually called it the 50K and up group. So if you're doing $50,000 in revenue or more per month on Amazon, then you could join this group that I put together. And it was a free group at the time. And so we slowly grew organically as people started to make more money in this business from retail arbitrage or from private labeling or from even creating their own brand and getting patents and things of that nature.
I love the name, though.
Community of people.
I love the name retail arbitrage. It's like it sounds like covert, you know?
It's funny.
Yeah. He sent a picture to me. He goes, this is my last load. He had like at least 25 or 30 pools. And we're talking about, you know, a box that is, I don't know, 4 feet tall by 2 feet wide by maybe 3 feet wide. And he had them stacked in the, I don't know, it was like a little mail stop place. He said it was one of the biggest, you know, loads of stuff they'd ever taken. And I said, why didn't you just have it picked up? He says, I don't know. I guess we're doing enough now that we don't have to deliver it over to the mail stop. They actually pick it up from us. So this guy, he's a young nurse, you know, my nephew.
Yeah.
He went from being a nurse to all of a sudden he's running this e-commerce business through Amazon. And he's talking about, he just bought a house like 6 months ago. He's talking about paying it off in 2 years because of just doing, selling, dare I say, and I say this very kindly, junk on Amazon. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. No, I remember those days. I mean, that's how everybody starts. They start with something small. You know, my first order from China was 1,000 units of like, you know, something very small that you could ship very easily. And it would cost me no more than like $1,500 to get the product. And I sold it on Amazon, probably made about, you know, $4 or $5 per unit on 1,000 units. So I made $5,000 off my first $1,500 invested in the early days, right?
That's good return on investment. Yeah. All right, hold tight. Well, we're talking with Ian Sells. And his name, S-E-L-L-S, Sells. I mean, with a name like that, he's got to sell stuff. MillionDollarSellers.com is his website. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Rebate Key. RebateKey.com. What's that? This will blow your mind. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest today is Ian Sells. He is CEO and co-founder of RebateKey.com. He's going to tell us about that right now, but also CEO and founder of MillionDollarSellers.com. We're talking about selling products on Amazon during this COVID, well, during this crisis time. I don't know what we even call it anymore. It keeps changing day by day. But for anybody that wants to become an entrepreneur, selling on Amazon, being an e-commerce merchant, it's a great way to potentially work from home, have that life that you've always wanted. And Ian's back with us now, going to talk about Rebate Key. What the heck is that? RebateKey.com.
Yeah, Rebate Key is a rebate and coupon marketplace online where brands offer steep discounts and deals for people to try out their products and to get your product in the hands of consumers that are interested in what you're selling. So
give me an example. Like we were just talking about,
you know, I had a new company that I was launching, a brand of fitness products, right? And I'm buying in bulk from China and I had this new product and you don't know about it. Nobody knows about it because I just launched it, right? There's no reviews. So how do you get that product going on Amazon or Walmart, wherever you're selling online? And so Rebate Key allows you to showcase products that you're saying, hey, I'll allow you to buy my product. Usually it's cost $20, but today it's only going to be $15 after the cashback rebate that we're going to give you. So consumers will go on our website, see this product for $5 that normally costs $20. They're going to go buy it on Amazon. You're going to pay full price at Amazon. And then 35 days later, our company will send you a check in the mail or deposit into your bank account as the cashback rebate. So in that time, the brand is able to communicate with you and say, hey, how did you like that product? What did you think about it? Do you have any suggestions? So you really get to be almost like an influencer with Rebate Key as a buyer. And as a seller, you get to use it as a way to promote your products that are new or something that you want to, you know, move some more units of or get in the hand of consumers.
So what about big brands, you know, a Red Bull or something like that, and they want to get to the college students? Do they ever do, because that's a small ticket item, you know, $4 or $5. Do they ever do it to where you buy it and they send you the full price back? I've heard some of those things.
Yeah, well, on Rebate Key, that's one of the unique features about us. A lot of brands will give it to you for free just to get you to try it out and test it. So
I like
it's pretty
that.
Amazing if you look at that.
Yeah. So now, can we talk about, you know, working remotely? Because a lot of people are having to work from home. And as it grows, like I could see my nephew who's, you know, like I said, he's a nurse. And right now he's busy being a nurse. But at night, you know, and his wife actually is a 911 operator. So they're busy during the day or maybe they're busy at night because you never know when their shift is going to be. That gives them a lot of time on their hands. A lot of people are looking for that side hustle. This type of a thing sounds like a really good side hustle. And being able to even, you know, if you want to start a company, like you said, you had white label products, you know, more and more people are going to try and find made in the USA products. You were talking about made in China, but it doesn't matter where it's made. When you have a product that nobody knows your brand, you need to use something like RebateKey.com to get it in the hands of the consumers and influencers. These two go together, this $1 million sellers. I could see that, you know, if my nephew kept going, he'd want to join that club and you probably have benefits there. But let's talk about the work from home thing. How do you, you know, what do you suggest with people when it comes to the work from home stuff?
Well, I think, it's one of those things where you read like the 4-hour work week by Tim Ferriss, let's say,
right.
And you're like, that sounds great. I'm going to go hire somebody in India or the Philippines to do some tasks for me, take that off my plate. So working from home as an entrepreneur, you start with a lot of things on your plate, right? You're doing everything. You're doing the marketing, social media, you're answering customer service emails, you're doing this, you're doing that, accounting, whatever. So to work remotely, you need to be able to have a team. Well, how do you do that? You can hire people and you give them training guides or, template emails to send all to your customers so that you can stop, spending 30 minutes a day answering customer emails and get that off your plate. And that's one way to, start to grow your team. You just take one thing at a time and find somebody that can be really good at that one thing. It's really hard to replace yourself, actually. If I can do it, anybody can do it, but not everybody can do everything that you can.
All right. So in the next segment, I'm going to ask you to maybe try and be the teacher and help people to learn how, if they want to build an e-commerce brand, give them some tips. But before we go, got about a minute and a half here. I'd love to hear some of the mistakes along the way that you made that taught you big lessons. Like, what is the one that bubbles up is like, oh my God, I bought a load of whatever it was out of China and the product never came. any of those interesting little lessons?
Yeah, that's funny you should say that. I had a product that we were launching from China. We bought about 2,000 units of tire inflators for cars. We tested them at the factory. It cost about $12 a piece. You figure, you're looking on Amazon, they're selling for $35-$40. Great, I'm going to, make the difference in between plus a little cost. And, we get them over here, we start selling, everything's good. And then we get some bad reviews, it doesn't work, and it exploded in my car and all these things. And you're like, oh no,
The
worst thing that can happen to an e-commerce entrepreneur is to get a bunch of bad reviews and have problems arise. Well, Amazon decided to shut down our listing, rightly so, because there are some issues like that. And we had to go and address all those things. And we ended up just getting rid of that product because we couldn't find anything quality enough for the price that we needed. So, there are mistakes. It does look great when I show you my best product. You're like, wow, I wish I could create something like that. But, there's for all those great products, there's a lot of ones that failed along the way. So, right. Your first products, you don't want to go all in on.
Well, no, that's a good point. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. All right. When we come back,
right.
Ian Sells is going to teach, basically, what should you do if you want to start and build an e-commerce brand? He's the CEO and founder of MillionDollarSellers.com and CEO and co-founder of RebateKey.com, Ian Sells. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. The work you do matters, no matter where you do it. WebEx provides simple and reliable video communication tools that let you and your team connect and collaborate anywhere. And when it's time to get down to business, security matters. Because you don't need strangers bombing your meetings or your data being sold to the highest bidder. That's why everyone from heads of states to governments, schools, hospitals, and the world's most trusted brands all rely on WebEx. Get simple, reliable, secure video conferencing. Get it free at WebEx.com.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, are you one of those potential million-dollar sellers on Amazon? Maybe Ian Sells can help you. He's the dude has got a little organization put together with over 400 sellers representing $4 billion in sales last year. And now he's going to talk to us about how to build and run an e-commerce brand like this. And Ian, you've got, 5-6 minutes here. Professor, how do we build an e-commerce brand?
Yeah, great question. And it's a long question, but you got to start with figuring out what you really love and what you care about, because running a business of things that you don't care about doesn't prove out to be a useful idea. So if you like sports, if you like supplements, if you like music equipment, then you probably want to stick in those niches that you're passionate about.
Right.
And then you just look online and you find things that might be opportunities. And so you just kind of have to explore and take the time to research, what might be your first product. You probably don't want to start by building a giant piano and putting it on Amazon.
Shipping could be a problem. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenging competition there. You can also start with retail arbitrage, where you're going into stores in your local neighborhood, finding products on discount and sale, that you can actually, you know, list online, like you were saying, and sell it for a profit. It's a great way to get started with a little bit of capital, because once you start getting into importing or buying in wholesale or bulk, you know, it's going to require a lot more money. So you got to figure out how you're going to save up for that initially.
Right.
Starting your own business is great though, because all your efforts are rewarded potentially with your success. So you don't have that same kind of, you know, response to your efforts in any other business, right? You get your salary and that's pretty much it, and hope for a bonus.
Right.
So that's one great thing to do, is find out where you're passionate about and then look for opportunity. And then it's about, you know, basically testing the market, learning the ropes. It's not super simple to get, you know, started, but it's not impossible. And there's tons of free information out there on YouTube, in Facebook groups such as mine, and other free ones that are, you know, for newbies and things of that nature.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Which one you said, you know, is it Yours Ian Sells or Yours Rebate Key or Yours Million Dollar Seller? Which one do you want to send them to?
Well, Million Dollar Sellers is a curated group of over $1 million sellers. So okay. That's kind of our niche, is we're like the premier community for that. But there's tons of groups. If you just go on Facebook and search for, you know, Amazon FBA group or Amazon private labeling or retail arbitrage, you'll find them out there.
Okay.
And there's tons of those.
If I'm going to do this, do I need to have a business license? I mean, you know, this is kind of like, you know, if I just get started, can I just get started and then go, this is turning into a business? What's the starting point? That's a good question.
Yeah, without giving any legal advice, you know, you got to start somewhere. So, you know, again, a lot of people will get all their ducks in a row, open their corporation, do all those things right away. I'm a true entrepreneur. I just get started and I try to tie up those loose ends later on. So, you know, invest your money where you can wisely. And, you know, depending on what city you're in, you might need a business license or something. But if you're just selling a few things, I wouldn't really worry about it.
Yeah. And when you're in California, San Diego, California, I mean, those are the guys. I mean, California got the hardest laws, I think, out there. Depending on where these people are listening and where they live, it may be much simpler. Are you, like you said, a corporation or LLC? What do you have going?
Yeah, I've got a corporation and multiple LLCs that I have going on.
Right, right. You know, it's so interesting. And to me, it's almost like planting a garden and watching, you know, the seeds pop through the ground. Oh, there's somebody biting on my stuff. And then you sell one, you sell two, and all of a sudden you start harvesting all that hard work and the patience that it takes to start that business and to find that little niche of whatever it's going to be that you're going to sell. For my nephew, it was the swimming pools and the workout benches and stuff that, you know, that may go away because as our country opens up and as people don't have that need for it. And he wasn't making a ton of money on each product, but it was enough that it was worthwhile. And as the numbers started to grow, it became more and more profitable. And I'm proud of the guy. I got to tell you, I'm proud of you, brother. This is a big business you've created. So rebatekey.com. What is there anything on there right now you want to tell people about before we go that is cool?
Yeah, just check it out. If you're a buyer, you can go on there and obviously sign up for free. And if you're a seller, you can go on there and sign up for free and list your products up there so that all the buyers that we have, the hundreds of thousands of buyers that we have on the platform currently and growing every day, can purchase your products and, you know, receive great discounts and give you some product feedback and help you get, you know, tell other people about your product as well.
No, that's awesome. I love it. Yeah. I love it. This is one of those simple things. It's kind of like fishing, you know? If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Thank you for teaching today, Ian Sells. Appreciate it.
No problem.
RebateKey.com. My pleasure. That's what Entrepreneur is all about. Entrepreneur.com. You can find more of these podcasts. And this is a radio show, but there's a lot of podcasts there as well as this show. Entrepreneur.com. I'm Alan Taylor. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.